Welcome to Seek Christ Today. I'm Beth Fernie Johnson, pastor at St. Stephen in Sylvania, Ohio. Do you ever wonder who is in charge of this world? It is occasionally easy to get discouraged, to feel that the world is falling apart, to see that it looks like evil or odd things are in control. And when those things happen, when we feel that way, that's when we need to remember a story like today's good news. In today's story, from Luke chapter 8, beginning with verse 26, Jesus meets a man. And this man is a little unusual. He has been living out not in the city, although he was from the city, but he lives among the cemetery, among the tombs in the cemetery, and he wears no clothes and is possessed by many, many demons. And as Jesus meets this man, he says, "Oh, please," the man says, "please don't hurt me anymore." He is just scared. And Jesus says, leave him alone. And the demons come out and happen to be destroyed by going to some pigs and then being drowned in the Sea of Galilee. But that's not so much the important part. But the important part is that reminder that here Jesus orders evil out. That Jesus says, "No, I draw this line, you go no further." It's a reminder, too, of the resurrection, that God, our God, is the one who has the true power of this world. Some questions to ponder. What about our world discourages you at times? In that discouragement, where you find things to be troubled, is God calling you to do something, to make a difference about that issue or about that particular place? As we think about God's love, as we think about God's hope, where have you seen God's love and hope present in our world this week? If you'd like to explore these questions, please go to our Facebook page, Seek Christian. I'd also invite you to visit a local church where you can build relationships that will continue to help you grow in faith, with you on the journey as together we seek Christ. Please tune in again next week. Blessings.